Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, according to a new report from CoBank's Knowledge Exchange Division, grain elevators across the nation face significant challenges in the year ahead as they buy basis on corn, soybeans, and wheat at some of the highest levels not seen in years. Now, basis, they say, for all three of the major commodities is significantly tighter this year across the country from strong end-user bids, limited pipeline supplies, and, of course, lack of farmer selling amid an uncertain fall harvest. Tanner Imke, manager of CoBank's Knowledge Exchange Division, says, in addition to having to buy more expensive basis, grain elevators are being compelled to offer growers a range of incentives to sell bushels this year. And he says lower rates on storage, free delayed pricing, and free grain drying are among those incentives which are eating into the elevators' revenues. Now, grain quality issues resulting from high moisture at harvest and frost damage on immature crops will also raise management costs for elevators, therefore potentially resulting in greater losses to shrinkage and spoilage. Hopefully, 2020 will treat all of us a little bit better than this year. For the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Russell Nemitz.